Real intelligence. Part 1. Intellect. Many people regard intellect as the quality that differentiates us from and makes us superior to less complex organisms. Some consider intellect to be the supreme and most important human quality. Human beings are proud of what we know and what we think we know. People who demonstrate intellectual acuity are praised and rewarded starting in childhood and usually receive more opportunities and better-paying jobs. People are very impressed with and proud of their intellectual accomplishments and abilities. Intellect has the job of dividing, distinguishing one thing from another, discriminating, weighing, and evaluating based on one or more scales simultaneously. Intellect divides. That is its job. This faculty is wonderfully useful. With it, we have created magnificent bridges, spaceships, surgical procedures, and ingenious spy systems. People with phenomenal intellects can use their ability toward human progress or toward the most evil behavior unimaginable to most of us. Clever people have enslaved and controlled most of humanity. They have arranged the cruelest conditions and dreadful injustice for the many in exchange for their own pleasure, power, profit, and pride. Is this intelligent? Human intellect is good, but it is not the highest or best human quality. It is a faculty meant to serve us. It is our soul that makes us human, not our intellect. Human beings are not just computers, and the brain is not just a computer. Adeptly programmed machines can look like humans, walk like humans, talk like humans, and even learn, but the consciousness of machinery is still mechanical. Machines cannot actually become human because they cannot acquire a human soul, a soul with human consciousness. Intellect does not make us human or humane. It is a human soul that makes us human, and it is our decisions to act humanely that make us humane. If one is intelligent, one's intellect will recognize the superior benefits of acting humanely. The intellect is our servant. It does not rule. The soul rules, or at least tries to. A human soul learns to control its body-brain-mind complex to act according to its will. More advanced souls are better able to exercise control over the body-brain-mind complex, sometimes called the ego with a small e, also sometimes collectively called the lower self. This usage of ego is one of several existing definitions. The ego is the temporary vehicle and servant of the soul. The ego tends to run away with its own desires, chasing them into infinity, and the soul learns to control it. This can be quite challenging. The ego, or body-brain-mind complex, is not to be destroyed, but to be mastered by the indwelling soul. The intellect is excellent at organizing, counting beans, and putting the correct number of each kind in its place. The intellect is excellent at planning and placing each event in proper order. The intellect is excellent at evaluating data, comparing and contrasting, adding and subtracting, and describing everything precisely. The intellect uses structured logic and creates structured systems. The intellect operates within structure, rules of language, rules of mathematics, rules of order. It uses mechanized processes and reaches deterministic conclusions. The intellect forms opinions and educated guesses based on its analysis of available evidence and the premises, processes, and criteria it is instructed to use. It knows the difference between absolute conclusions based on the belief that it has all the evidence necessary and educated guesses which are based on some but insufficient evidence. The intellect also has intuition and capacity for telepathy and ideas that are out of this world. Great scientific discoveries and works of art are inspired by this aspect of intellect. The intellect does not feel emotions. It can observe and take note of the behavior of people who are feeling emotions, but it cannot actually feel them. The intellect does not experience transcendent states. It can observe and take note of the behavior of people in transcendent states, but not actually experience them. The intellect is, by nature, active and quick. If we don't put it to work doing something useful for us, it busies itself making things up. It can remember good times and distract us from a condition or task at hand, or it can remember a terrifying event and make us anxious all the time. It can think about a situation and imagine all sorts of possibilities, some of which are helpful to consider and some harmful or unrealistic. It can make up ideas and pictures of what we would or wouldn't like in the future, or what we did or didn't do in the past. The intellect serves us. It can also get in the way. The intellect's conclusions depend upon the premises, assumptions, and rules it is instructed to use. Its conclusions also depend on the information, the accuracy and precision of data given to it. Garbage in, garbage out. The quality of our output cannot be higher than the quality of our input. If we give a computer garbage input, its output will also be garbage, no matter how perfect the computer. However intelligent a person, if one is fed faulty information, whether it is incorrect, slanted, propaganda, or outright lies, one will come to faulty conclusions. Garbage in, garbage out. With garbage assumptions and garbage data, even if one has a good model and perfect analysis, one draws garbage conclusions. With correct assumptions but bad data, one still draws garbage conclusions. The only way to get good, accurate, useful conclusions is to have correct assumptions, perfect data, a good model, and perfect analysis. People who disseminate information thus have a duty to all of humanity, a sacred duty, to disseminate information that is true and accurate to the best of one's ability, and to be honest about bias or motives so that others can evaluate it properly. Facts need to be clearly distinguished from opinions, and others need to be encouraged to use their own intellects and draw their own conclusions. Intellect is one of humanity's most valuable faculties. It does indeed differentiate us from animals. It is an ability we have, not something we are.